It's a crazy world out there. Hello, everyone. My name is Jeff Hicks, and welcome to my podcast. Today is a special day. It's the day we talk about something important and interesting at the same time. And by important, I mean this subject is crucial to the happiness of all mankind, regardless of your place on the food chain. Today, we talk about the 15 deadliest jobs. How often have you left home to go to work and wondered about that guy you see climbing the telephone pole to fix the power outage? What about the woman who is careening down the road in an ambulance traveling 80 miles per hour to save someone's life? And then there you are, heading off to your air-conditioned office where everything is sterile and safe. Nothing will kill you, unless it's the Chinese takeout your coworker swears is the best thing since rice was invented. And deep down inside, you really want some action in your life. Your inner self has been trying to convince you for years to get away from the desk and start living, to go out and get a real job, one that can kill you. Because that is where your heart lies. That is where the truly impressive people hang out. I've done your homework and found those jobs for you. I cracked open a recent edition of Forbes and discovered the 15 deadliest jobs. Here they are. Number 15, construction laborers. With this job, you can peel off the suit and tie, buy some canvas pants and a muscle t-shirt, and most importantly, some steel-toed boots, and go to work. And I mean really work. Number 14, taxi driver. Okay, who slipped taxi driver in here? Well, at least as a taxi driver, you don't have to sit at a desk, right? Let's move on. Number 13, construction supervisor. Now we're back into the job categories that require strength and testosterone, and that goes for women too. Women have testosterone. Okay, on to the 12 deadliest job, and that distinction will go to farm workers. Yep, those guys driving tractors and hay balers. Stick your arm in a hay baler and see what happens. Number 11, power line installers. I guess being up in the air, working on a wire that has enough power to fry your flesh would merit mention in our little list. Speaking of power line workers, I saw one who actually touched a high voltage line and lived to tell about it, or cry about it, would be more appropriate. Number 10, truck drivers. So traveling along at 75 miles per hour with 20 tons of freight stacked right behind you would be deadly. Who would have imagined? Okay, we're down to number 9. That would be forestry workers. Yep, back to steel-toed boots, hard hats, and flannel shirts. So here's a question. If a tree falls on a forestry worker and nobody is around to hear him yell, did he really make a sound? Such deep philosophy. Number 8, steel workers. I imagine in my mind's eye a tough-looking dude suspended 500 feet in the air, sitting on a steel girder, eating his lunch. Enough said. Number 7, ranchers. So we already mentioned farmers. I guess working around animals is more dangerous than working around potatoes. Unless your enemy drops a gunny sack full of potatoes on your head, it's not as deadly as getting kicked in the head by a mule. Number 6, garbage man. Okay, now the one of the mysteries of the universe has been answered. Garbage men are real men among men. And I feel sorry for them having to work around my trash all day long. Number 5, airplane pilots. So here's an interesting tidbit. If piloting is such a deadly job, what about the passengers in their planes? Talk about universal mysteries. Number 4, roofers. I knew it. The construction trade is divided into numerous subcategories. One of these days, I will podcast about those divisions. Suffice it to say that roofers are a culture all their own in the construction industry, and it's not pretty. Number 3 is oil workers. Yep, it's a dangerous job, and that's why it pays so well. And another reason why there are so many bars and saloons operating near oil fields. Number 2, fish boat workers. We're not talking about Saturday fishing here. These are the folks that jump aboard a boat, travel into the cold ocean, and throw baskets or nets all day and all night long. It's hard, deadly work. And the reality is, if you fall into the Bering Sea, You will only need to tread water for 30 seconds or so, because after that, you will be dead. So if you trade your desk job in for one of these jobs, remember to stay on the boat. And the number one deadliest job in the country, logging. Yep, you heard it right, logging, as in felling trees with a chainsaw. Hard hats, steel-toed boots, and flannel shirts. Think Paul Bunyan. So it looks like my old friend Lucius Bam Bam Maestro just called in. Let's see what he has to say. Hello, Bam Bam. What's going on today?
That list you have that you just read? Those are not deadly jobs. What about bull riding and professional football player? Any list with those and it just ain't right.
Yeah, Lucius, I see your point. In fact, I've seen bull riding on some lists of dangerous activities, but maybe the folks from Forbes just didn't see how bull riding was a legitimate job, since so few people are brave enough or dumb enough to get on the back of a 2,500-pound animal that wants to kill them.
Hey, don't get smart with me, Buster. I was bull riding and supporting a wife and two kids. I traveled from rodeo to rodeo, making money all along the way.
Sounds like a cool activity, Bam Bam. But it's just not the kind of thing most people would consider to be a real job.
Well, then there are a lot of really stupid people out there, and I want to punch them in the neck. It is a real job, and so is football playing.
Okay, how does that work?
Are you stupid? Those guys make millions playing football. It's hard work, and it's dangerous.
I agree, Bam Bam. But professional football isn't deadly. When's the last time you heard of a professional football player being killed on the job?
Hey, there you go getting smart with me again. I'm going to come down there and punch you in the neck if you're not careful. Just a few months ago, that Ravens player, Trey Walker, died.
He died in a vehicle crash. I believe he was riding his motorcycle. Drug overdose.
You're starting to really get under my skin with your know-it-all attitude, fella. You're gonna get a punch right in the neck.
I agree that professional football is dangerous, and a lot of players don't make it long in the sport because of physical injuries. But nobody seems to be dying on the field as a result of hard tackles. Don't you think it's important to protect the players?
No. They agreed to suit up and play. They knew there would be risks. It's a man's sport. If they can't act like a man and take a hit, then they need to just get off the field. They're like a bunch of girls, putting on their powder and perfume.
You're getting off topic, Bam Bam, but your points are well taken. Okay, there you have it, folks. The 15 deadliest jobs. And if you believe bull riding and football need to be added, you've heard Bam Bam's arguments. If you're tired of the office grind, feeling kind of wimpy, then go buy some steel-toed boots, a hard hat, and a flannel shirt, and get a real job. One that can kill you.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to my podcast. It's a crazy world out there.